Hello, Mr. Jason Hobbs. It is the 30th of December. It's my last work day of the year of 2022. I was just wrapping things up here, about ready to go home, and I noticed you had left me a message on Discord from before Christmas. I apologize. I am not very good at Discord. I could be better. But I just wanted to wish you a happy new year. All is well here. I hope you are doing well, but I did have a question for you. So this last year, as you know, I'm really new into the RPG hobby. I've really enjoyed it, but I kind of got a little lax with it this summer. I have many hobbies, as many other people do, and started doing some of these other hobbies more. Still played in a game about once a month with my home group, but I find myself coming back to the RPG hobby more and wanting to play more. Even though I did get my golf score below 100, I still find myself wanting to do more gaming. And I was thinking about you. You have a lot of other hobbies. We hear about, you know, golfing, paintball, and some other things you do. What is the one thing that always brings you back to the hobby? Is it familiarity? Is it love? Is it, what is it? Just kind of a question for you. Anyways, hope again you have a happy new year. Can't wait to play some games in 2023 with you.
Hello, Screeters. There you have it. Opening up the show, starting things off right in 2023 is a man known as Mike Hess. Michael Hess, a self-proclaimed newbie to the gamer, friend and gamer in the gamerhood, and a lover of many hobbies.
In 2 miles, take exit 97A for I-88 East toward Chicago.
Great question, Mr. Hess. And I have to admit, I occasionally have taken breaks from RPGs. There might even be those, there is more, who say that I am a foe, a false OSR enthusiast. But to that I say thee nay, for I always return. I did take a summer off, a good few months off for sure, playing paintball. A great opportunity. I could have done lots and lots of gaming while I was separated by myself, but I never found that I had the motivation to do much but wish I was doing something else, which is really, really weird. I've had that happen before when I was laid off for a short time, a few days. I found myself just wondering what was next and never really getting into anything. I barely golfed at all last year. I wished I had golfed more.
In half a mile, take exit 97A for I-88 East toward Chicago.
More than anything, I think it was just a timing thing because I spent so much time working, which I'm going to do again this year. I got some goals that I want to accomplish, and work is the way to get to them. But that's not it, man.
Take exit 97A.
As far as gaming goes, I think it's always been a part of my DNA as soon as I knew about it. It certainly helped me through many difficult times.
Continue on I-88 East for 45 miles.
My particular brand of mind and the traumatic experiences and the way I dealt with them was certainly helped immensely by the RPG hobby. And now I think the biggest draw for it is the people. I mean, in many ways, that was the draw for getting back to paintball, is all the people that I knew then and seeing them again and doing it and seeing if I could do it at a higher level or the level I needed to feel successful. Same thing with golf. I would like to get better at it, but I really treat that as an opportunity to just hang out with my buddies that I don't get to hang out with. So often in our lives today, our friends are manifested either through our early years in our environment where we're forced together for school, football, whatever, proximity in our neighborhood. And then in your older you are, it's more forced by the things that you do together. Like you have your buddies that you game with, you have your buddies that you play poker with, you have your buddies that go golfing, you have your buddies that play paintball, you have your buddies that like to hike or bird view or whatever. That's, and if you stop doing that particular thing for any length of time, you may not see those buddies any longer. And that's definitely something that is difficult, and I have been trying to work through. But as far as gaming goes, I really think the tribe is something that draws me back. The brand that I've created and feeling like I haven't accomplished the goals that I want to with that. You know, get 1,000 subs on YouTube, have a successful YouTube stream, you know, actually, you know, play a campaign from start to finish and have a good ending that I really like, and getting feedback on it and getting better and preparing myself for my twilight years. And all I want to do is hang out with my wife, read, and play games. Yeah, all those things are part of it. I can't wait to game with you in 2023. And I think what we'll do is we'll recap what I've played and my thoughts on what I've played, what I'm planning on playing, and what I'm going to do in 2023. But I don't know. What I do know, today is Wednesday, January 4th, 2023. I am Jason Hobbs, and this is Random Screed.
If he is up or down, his podcast still comes round. Hobbs is in his van, don't turn off that sat nav, man. Random Screed, Random Screed, don't know what you get, but it's what you need.
All right, recapping and some thoughts. I got to play in a Traveler game ran by Carl Rodriguez of the Gemologist Presents. He is running Traveler Behind the Claw. This is Mongoose Trap, second edition. As some of you know, who've been following me on the socials, I've been getting these books for Christmas, been purchasing them. I have a, I don't know how many dollars worth, but it seems like it's quite a few. Because I've been trying to set up and prepare to run my semi-hard science fiction game at some point, which I don't even know what it is. I just know that I want to do it. But I think I need to play, and I think I need to get more involved. You heard about my character that I created, and you actually heard some feedback from the GM, Carl himself. And the game happens every other Monday. And yeah, I hadn't made the first session, but I did make the second session. And I think we're running an adventure that is in the book or something. You're basically going to get a scout ship, recovering it for someone. And as I saw what was going on, I realized I had played in a portion of this adventure before, with Che Webster and Jason Connerly of Roleplay Rescue and Nerds RPG Variety Cast, respectively. In that game, I actually found it uncomfortably slow and plodding. And then again, I felt the same thing this time. I have to admit, I was exhausted, tired when I got into the game, and it wasn't, I don't think, I've been thinking about this and trying to decipher my feelings and why that is or how that happened. This is no blame for anyone. Neither Che nor Carl are bad GMs, guys. These guys are legit. They've put in the hours. They know what's going on. They can read games and run them, and it is immersive and evocative and a wonderful experience. I think, and this might have bearing on the idea, is the fact one of the things I have found intriguing as the Behind the Claw game, Carl's Traveler game, as it was progressing or beginning, some of the players were really involved with this idea of how many credits do we have? We have a ship, you know, let's go through all the books, let's find all the parts and pieces and different things that we can add to the ship. So it was kind of this, it may sound funny, but it felt like almost building characters in a 3.0 or 4.0 or even 5e D&D game where we're trying to take all of our money and optimize, or hero system for that matter, where we're trying to figure out exactly what we want, how many credits do we have, what can we sell from the schematics of the original ship and then replace it. And all this is cool stuff, and it was really kind of interesting to read about, but I never want to do that stuff, guys. I don't know why, but maybe this goes back to Mike Hess's original question. Why do I love to play role-playing games? Do I love to play for the same reasons that I love to GM? I don't know for sure, but I can tell you that almost every time, other than the Jay Murphy from Vanishing Tower Press games, I felt like something wasn't there for me while playing Traveler. Like, I don't really get engaged in this idea of character optimization or building your spaceship. None of that is really fun for me. And that's okay. It's all right for everyone to have different types of fun. If everyone had the same type of fun, all we'd be doing is playing Kalmata 24/7 everywhere. And it would probably be boring as well. So I'm super glad that there's different types of fun. But I also realized something else. When I originally got my Mongoose Second Edition Traveler book, Arlen and I made a character. He did not have the book, we weren't as good at it as Carl was when I made my character. That's for damn sure. And so we were following the mind path, this process, procedural maneuvering through this path, the life path for the character that creates a character that is totally random. And who knows what's going to happen while it's made. And we ended up making like some sort of businessman. And it was like, I think Arlen was really disappointed because how would I ever play this middle to late aged businessman in a fun Traveler game? And, you know, that kind of points something out towards the type of play. And it reminds me of Western games in many ways, because I was thinking, this is the same thing that happens in most Western games, is you're making a character. You don't make a gunslinger. You just make a towns member who becomes an adventurer for a reason, some reason that comes out in the first sessions or whatever. It's very similar to the DCC funnel, but it's not really a funnel in Traveler. And the people that really seem to enjoy Traveler that I've engaged with thus far are very intelligent, very organized and interested in very specific details that I'm not interested in. And so my question is, how do I play Traveler in a game that I enjoy? What if my players want to do that stuff, but I'm not that interested? In the past, I pretty much just let them take care of all the bookkeeping, all of that work that I don't like. And in all honesty, I don't pay as close attention to it as I should. So anyway, that's my Traveler thoughts. Let me know what you think. Give me some feedback, if you please. All right, I don't really need to wrap 2022 for anyone who's been listening to the show. It kind of does that on its own. What I do want to do is talk about my intentions for 2023. I want to become better organized. I want to become better at my business, which organization will greatly help that. But I also want to become better at my D&D. And so I am participating in Dungeon 23, which the majority of you all are going to know. It's Sean McCoy's idea of making a mega dungeon, one room every day, 12 levels, so a month or something. I don't care if you want to stick to it to the point of that. Would you be able to sell it later? I don't know. I guess I'm jumping ahead. Dungeon 23 to me is a reason to be focused and try to actually work on something every day in 2023. I have to admit, I can't go into a ton of details about what I'm doing, for it is an existing campaign that I am creating something for that has been out there and kind of waiting to be created for some time. My process, especially in this particular campaign, is to not really do a ton of detail, no more details than are absolutely necessary for any particular location until it is absolutely necessary. And so that is usually having an existing map, because those take longer, and I stream my games pretty often, and I feel that one of the niches that I fill streaming is beautiful maps with tokens and exploration in that process. So I make those maps ahead of time, but I don't usually fill them completely. So now what I have done is taken some of the maps that I created for this location, and I'm hand drawing them and then putting all the details down. And then I can, you know, copy over those details later into digital. I can publish this if I feel like. And that's a whole nother question, is the purpose for Dungeon 23 is to give people things to buy. Can I use the Dungeon 23 logo as a brand? And then more people will then get their eyes on it, so I'll make more money publishing this thing. Do I have to really stick to the strict standards of Dungeon 23 and only create a mega dungeon that has 12 levels with 30 rooms in each level, or does it not even really qualify for Dungeon 23? It's like the OSR ran out of things to complain about, so now they're complaining about Dungeon 23. And I don't mean just the OSR. I also mean probably the NSR, the NUSR, the BroSR, the RIPSR, the HOSR. I mean, the list goes on and on. And to be honest, I may be sounding snarky here, but I'm cool with all that. Anyway, I'm caught up till today. You can check out my stuff on my Twitter, or we have a Dungeon 23 channel on the Gamerhood Discord. You can. My Twitter is OSRNHobbs. So yeah, check it all out. See what you think. I really kind of like the idea of doing it every day. I've heard some people say that once they get going, it's hard for them to stop. But for me, that isn't the case, because I like draw an area, the type of notebook that I have. It has like a graph paper of maybe 30 by 50 squares on the top, and then like another 30 lines of just places for text. And so like on day one, I drew like this area that had maybe five or six rooms in it, set five or six locations. And then after that, I'm redrawing each individual location and then giving details about it. There's often room in the graph paper now where I can put enemies, traps, treasure, whatever, you know, just kind of using the paper and learning as you go around. But it really kind of speaks to me as creating a methodology for crafting locations in the future, which I feel will be very valuable. And so I think that's pretty damn cool. So if you're doing Dungeon 23, or if you're Traveler 23, or whatever challenge that you might be doing as far as, you know, trying to do a location a day in 2023, or maybe a week or a month or whatever, I don't really feel like you should ever feel anxiety or panic if you haven't gotten your Dungeon 23 room done for the day. There's always another day that you can catch up, or who cares? No one is putting you to task for this project. There is no reason for, I know some people's mental orders, you know, are more difficult than others, and they have a feeling that they need to keep these things going, and if they don't, then it feeds on them. Well, take this as an opportunity to try and get better with your mental order or your mental situation and learn from it, because oftentimes that is the case, but we do not have to fall prey to our brains. They're just another thing that we have to learn to cope and create coping mechanisms for. And yeah, I don't know. And if you have something, I am not in any way dismissing or minimizing anyone's problems, because I would be the last person to do that. Anyway, it's just a thought process that I have. I'm keeping a calendar. I wanted to get up every morning and have a to-do list. I've got a weekly one right now, but these are all thoughts. If you have some New Year's thoughts or ideas that you're trying to go with, let me know. Let's share. Come to the Gamerhood Discord. Share with me. Share me your Dungeon 23. I will retweet them. to anyone's content or beyond anyone's content, probably. In fact, I need to start scrolling through some and retweet some cool ones. I know Jason Connerly, James Richards, Sean P. Kelly, Hoos Carl, Mirko, some people from Gaming and BS. There's a nice thread over there. There's that channel on BSlandia. There's just a lot of cool stuff going down, and I'm impressed, really seriously impressed with a bunch of them. So check them out. Dungeon 23.
Mr. Hobbs, Roy here. When you do a podcast and immediately forget what you podcasted about, that's called Vancian podcasting.
All right, to wrap up, what I'm looking forward to is shortly in the next week or two, until the next screed comes out, hopefully I can use this closing statement as moving forward and things I might want to talk about next episode. First of all, Hobbs and friends, I had so much fun talking about or discussing life and the Howling Crater, occurrence of Howling Crater with Levi Combs. I desperately want to do more Hobbs and Friends episode. I'm hoping to do a minimum of 12 in 2023. And next up is my man, Don Stroud. I'm hoping to talk to him next week about his new product and just catch up with him in general. I love that guy so much. And we deal in lead. I've been talking about this game. I'm hoping to run it tonight. I doubt I'm going to be able to just because of how late my day is going. So there you go. Two things. More Hobbs and Friends, Don Stroud coming up. I want, and that'll be next week probably is when we'll do it, hopefully on Wednesday in the evening. So mark your calendars. Join us at twitch.tv Hobbs665 or the YouTube, Jason Hobbs, and watch an awesome interview with Don Stroud. And then a week after that, we'll probably publish the Hobbs and Friends podcast. You can find that on all the podcatchers, every mother truckin' where. And then We Deal in Lead, I want to play that. And I'm hoping to play some more Cairn. And, get in touch. Otherwise, stay alive, my friends. We all got a job to do. Hey, any of you people who are doing charity events, get back at me. I want to start doing charity events, and I really think it's going to be suicide prevention, as that seems to be my love child, and maybe we'll start running a monthly game or whatever. I'm hoping to give people more value for their patronage. I am working on so many different products that I want to put out. We're almost finished with the Fissure in the Fen. The Cinerarium has been almost done, but we're trying to add some stuff around it. And I'm working on this new project for Dungeon 23. So lots of stuff coming from the gamerhood in many different ways. So there you go, guys. Love you. Talk to you soon.